Yo. Let me start recording while I'm talking shit. That would be helpful. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody in. Ready to chop up some good game. Let me put on some chopping up game music while we're here. Let me move my computer over here so I can talk to y'all asses. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We're here ready to do what it do. Today's show is brought to you by 1804movie.com. Everybody get your 1804 movie DVDs right now, ladies and gentlemen. And over here to my right, your goddamn left, I have the two sexiest women radio co-hosts in the damn game. Nobody is sexier than them.
Oh, dang.
No, nobody. Just look at them. Just sniff all the effervescence. That's the word of the day. Effervescence. Look at it.
Look
at
this forehead.
Just look, all that. You dig? Forehead, breasts, skin, bronze, melanin. It's just all there. We have Miss Bree in the house. How are you, Bree?
Hello, guys.
I know you got us all hyped up now.
Yeah.
My self-esteem is so high.
And over here, with the lovely look, the bundles are on fleek. The shine is there. The glow up is there. We have Layla Lopez. How are you, beloved?
I'm feeling like Tina. No, I'm feeling great. How are you?
I am good. Talk in the mic.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even talking about
that. There we go.
But I just want to say one thing really quick,
what
Tariq.
I want
to say congratulations.
Yes.
You know why?
Why, dear?
Because I was on Amazon and somebody had the number one documentary on there.
Yes, and guess who that was? Me.
Tariq.
Me.
That's,
man.
That's dope. That's big, man.
Yes, man. 1804 is killing the game.
Number one on Amazon. That's dope.
In the mainstream media, they're quiet as shit about it.
Yeah, I was like, what in the world?
Dude.
I was on there.
This movie, and I don't like to toot my own horn, but
toot beep, that beep.
I'm like, toot it.
But, yo, when a film, we're the only independent film on there that's doing those kind of numbers. I mean, we're beating Harry Potter, Moana. All that shit.
That's a big feat.
Yeah. We're hitting the big dogs up, and they're very quiet about that because they don't want to give no more black filmmakers any more ideas to start doing your own shit and make it pop off and have it pop off better than their stuff. Because they like to push the narrative that black folks, we're not trying to fuck with anything intellectual.
Yep.
We get the whole thing where we like lowbrow entertainment. Mm-hmm. And look, I like a little niggotry here and there. But we do like what's the word I'm looking for?
Intellectual.
There you go.
Okay, Layla
came with it. There you go.
On point today.
Yes.
Plan okay.
Yes. Layla came through. Yes. Intellectual. I had a brain fart. Yeah. Usually Layla got the brain fart. And she's helping my ass out. That's how on point she is, goddammit.
Okay. It's a new month.
It's a new damn millennium right now. Her birthday is coming up, so their little zodiac is all aligning right now.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's coming through.
The power is over here.
Yeah, the lunar and the melanin, all that shit is going on. Lord, ladies, there's so much going on. Hopefully the phone lines are working right. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's try a call and let's see how the things are working. Sound like we got it. What's up? Who's calling? Okay, this nigga eating some pork rinds.
Hey, Tariq.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Doing good, man. What about yourself?
I'm chilling like a villain, man. How you doing, bro? What's on your mind?
Chilling, man. I got a relationship question that I want to run it by you guys.
Let's do it.
You can fill me in. Let me know. Basically, I'm a young man. I'm 27 years old, and I'm working a lot, man. I'm not going to fry. I work every single day. I'm dating this young lady, and she brought up, you know, obviously I'm working every day, and it affects our relationship a little bit, but she doesn't see, like, my financial goal as far as, you know, the future and the present, see what I'm working towards. Should I just, you know, charge it to the game, let her go, or should I be more patient and be more understanding about working every day from a female's perspective?
Right, so she's pretty much upset that you're not really spending enough time with her. Okay, well, you gotta let her know that, you know, you gotta stack your money up. You got you now. You're 27, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. And the thing is, if you weren't working, there will be another complaint, too, yeah. that you ain't making enough money. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, you work 7 days a week?
I got a full-time thing that I do. I work in engineering, but I also I had a goal of clearing up a lot of my debt. So I took up a part-time job on the weekend, and that keeps me pretty busy. So I got, yes, I work 7 days a week, full-time, on Monday to Friday. And,
why are you putting in so many hours at Burger King? Why are you putting in so many hours at Burger King?
He said, why are you putting in so many hours at Burger King? Now, your goddamn job is not no fucking Burger King. Isambot. But if you're trying to date, you got to have a little time yeah, for old girl, a little bit. You don't want to be a workaholic where you don't have a social life at all. You understand? Now, what kind of debt are you in at 27, brother? What kind of debt you in, like student loans?
Student loans. I mean, I'm banging most of it out. I got like a couple grand left, so it's nothing crazy.
Okay.
But I just want to bang it out before I hit 30, before shit get crazy. You know, I got bigger goals in the future, so.
Yeah, I like that. I like a brother who's thinking about his cheddar. Mm-hmm. I feel that. You got to let your lady know. And how serious are you with this young lady, by the way?
Serious as in I've been dating her for like the past 6 months or so. Or most of the year. I'm bugging. Most of the year. Most of 2017. So we've been official since the summer, but I've been seeing her since like February, March.
Okay, now how she look? Because her looks got to be in order for a motherfucker. Oh, my God. Altering, you got to alter your little money and your schedule. Lord. She better look worth it. This motherfucker better not be looking like goddamn Gabby Sidibe. And you giving up your little money.
Nah.
You not to shit on Gabby Sidibe.
Every time.
He know you shit on.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, I could do better. She's like a 7. I ain't going to front.
Okay.
But
he's honest.
I've been such a workaholic. I've been trying something new with this relationship thing. So I'm just kind of easing my way into it, you know? Nothing serious, nothing, not talking about marriage or nothing, but
Say stack your money,
get my
up,
foot in the game, you know?
Get your money situation in order. You're doing the right thing. You're focused on your money. Get your money situation together, because you don't want to start cupcaking with this chick. She's a 7. You know you can do better. So she's cool. Not to shit on her, because sometimes you can upgrade a 7 to an 8 or a 9, but you got to get your shit together, though.
Of course.
You understand? So you're doing the right thing. Get your money. Get all the money you can. Stack up so that you don't have to work so hard. Understand? You want to get all that shit out the way when you're young. You don't want to be that old nigga at Walmart greeting motherfuckers at 50. You dig? You don't want to be that. You want to stack your little money up and get all that debt knocked out now. So you're doing the right thing, man. Thank you for the call, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he definitely.
If you're in a relationship, it's hard to be in a relationship if you're working. So you have to kind of focus on one thing or the other.
Have you ever dated a dude that you guys were kind of into, but he was just working too damn much?
Yeah. Every guy that I've ever talked to.
Damn. Was it working too much, or you were just the side chick? I mean, what was the deal?
Okay.
That's the thing.
I wasn't
a side chick that I know of. Okay, I just like guys that are, that are goal-oriented, so it kind of backfires on me a little bit. But the thing is, I'm like that too.
Yeah.
So we're both like, do we need to be doing this? Because we don't even have time. So it's kind of like one of those things.
Layla,
you
feel like you say that a lot.
I know.
You don't have time. I don't have time.
Like, I'm a mom. Link. Like, I be trying to focus on my
goals.
But that's the thing. That's the other thing. Do I want to make time? I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I don't really. I say I kind of want a man, but then when it comes down to it, do I really right now? Not. I don't know about right now.
Right. So when would be the right time?
I'ma just let
Yeah, that's just like saying, when is the right time to be a mother or a father? You don't know.
Right.
You put in a position and you go take it, handle it.
I think if a guy, because this is what I've learned, and you said that over and over, Tariq, when a guy really, really likes you, you're not gonna have to second guess if he likes you. You're gonna know. And if I feel the same way about him and I feel like a guy is feeling that way about me, then maybe I feel like it's time.
Now, somebody in the chat room said, does Layla want a woman? No.
No!
It takes, you got to clear your schedule to eat pussy too. Whatever you do, you're going to have to get your schedule right. Shit.
Why do I look like I'm gay right now?
Does she have a studdish vibe? That's what I'm asking her.
Why I got to be a stud? Studdish vibe?
Why can't it be a lipstick?
Because you can't tell a lipstick when you know damn stud.
Right, yeah.
That's silly. That's silly.
Man, now, Bree, what's happening out here in the streets?
It's so much going
on. It's a lot.
It really is.
So much going on in the news.
I can't wait to get here.
But I know. But let's just throw this monkey in the pan first. Mr. Tyrese.
Oh God.
I just want my baby. I just want my baby. What the fuck is going on with this nigga, man?
So the crying scene was about his daughter. He put out a video crying about his daughter Shayla. Her mom won't give him access to his daughter, and she's asking for more money, and he has to visit her through the court. He got to go through all of this stuff to see his daughter. And it's taking a toll on him as a father, which I have sympathy for him for.
Right.
Like, a black man want to be with his child and be there for his child, let him be there for his child. But he's in the news for more than that, guys.
Yeah.
Mr. Tyrese got a phone call from Jada Pinkett Smith. And apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith offered him $5 million to help with his debt and his child situation.
Yeah.
And also, a part of the criteria was to stay offline.
Oh, they told him to stay his ass offline?
Keep your ass offline. Hilarious. Take care of what you need to take care of. We're going to give you this money because, you know, we feel for you. We understand you, our friend, you know. He goes and puts that online, Tyrese.
Oh, God.
He puts it online.
This got to be the dumbest nigga.
It's hard for me to feel sorry for
him. I don't feel sorry for that nigga at all.
It's past the point of feeling sorry. Because at first it was like, oh my God, my heart is breaking for this man. But then it's like, he keeps going.
He keeps doing dumb shit. I saw a video earlier today. He's in the kitchen cooking with a cooking suit on. What the fuck is he doing?
He's crying
and twerking.
Yeah, he's twerking. He's twerking in the kitchen.
He cried in that video,
He's crying. Then he started twerking. Then he started talking about the Lord. I'm like, this nigga is crazy as cat shit. Put his pipe down. I don't feel sorry for this nigga at all.
Did
he's
you guys
doing
see him
crip most.
Walking in the backyard?
He was doing that
Did
too.
Did y'all didn't see the crip walking in the backyard?
No,
it's so much
fucker. Oh my God. He has a video on his Instagram. He never takes anything down, so it's still there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where he has the Transformer thing in his backyard with the pool, and his friend is filming it, which ain't no type of friend, because he's filming this shit, and he's like, I'm a crip walk for Shayla. This is Shayla dance. And he starts crip walking, and then he's laughing. So like, I'm like, is this a joke to you? Like, I don't understand.
They need to do an intervention with this nigga.
Somebody
needs to
do an intervention.
If he's on the narcotic, which a lot of people think he is. A lot of people think he is. I'm just saying, I'm not saying he is, but a lot of people think he is. They should have an intervention with this nigga just in case. They should drive up there in one of the Fast and Furious vehicles. And put him in that motherfucker.
The orange one he likes.
No, the one that Ben Diesel drives, the black one, the Charger. Put him in that. And drive the fuck off.
Oh my God. I don't know though. I don't want
the dude to mess his career up.
I think that ship has sailed.
He's fucking his career. He doesn't know. They will replace his black ass with somebody else. They'll get Lil Bow Wow to play that nigga. They'll get anybody. They don't
Not
know.
Lil Bow Wow. They'll, damn.
Damn.
Lil Bow Wow go there in his imaginary plane.
He's like, I got Fast and Furious cars everywhere.
Yeah,
fuck
my God. But my dude, Tyrese, please get it together. If he has any friends,
give you $5 million. Stay offline.
Do you think they're mad at him?
They probably are. They probably didn't want all that out there like that.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, because when you give people that kind of money, you don't want everybody to know, because then all of a sudden Will and Jada gonna be getting calls. Like, hello, Will. This is Cockroach from the Cosby Show. Hello.
I swear.
Cockroach.
That's hilarious.
You know, all the motherfuckers gonna be calling
just
trying to get something.
Just crying to get $5 million. What if I cry right now, Tariq? Can you give me a loan? I'm gonna cry right now.
Slide your ass $200.
I can go get you $3 in honey buns and a Sprite. And that should be all right.
Tariq, I'm a single mama, please.
Okay.
That is on my baby. If y'all see me crying, y'all please go get me help. I'm telling y'all now. Y'all come in here with an intervention on my fucking ass. I want Bree to read the... No, let Bree read the intervention letter, not Layla. Layla be fucking it up. We care so much about you. Oh, let me start over. We care so much about you.
You'd be dead by the time.
I swear.
I'd be all tweaking on the part. My God, man, Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
You know what I want to talk about.
What you want to talk about, Layla?
I want to talk about. Let me see. I got a few things.
See. It'll take forever to read an intervention letter. It'll take forever. Like, We want to help you, Tariq. Hold on.
Let
me fix it. Hold on, my hair. Hold on. Let me put some lotion on before I read it. my makeup okay? Yes. What's happening, Layla?
I don't want to be ashy and shit while I'm reading the letter. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be cute while I'm reading the letter, damn it. No, McMill, I'm sad. I'm kind of sad about that.
I'm not.
Why are you not sad?
Oh, not that I'm not sad. You know, it is a sad day when a black man go to jail.
Right.
But barely anything.
But go ahead, Layla.
No, but what? No, okay, I understand. Okay, so you guys know he's facing. No, he's actually going to do.
They
he's going.
Him to 2 years. Yeah. Minimum. Two to four.
Is the minimum, though. Yep.
Yeah.
He has to at least do two years because he violated his probation. But this is what I don't understand. So they said he got into a little scuffle at the airport, which he got arrested for.
And that got dropped.
That got dropped. Yeah. And then he had some reckless driving.
In New York. It was popping willies on a three-wheeler, I think. Or a motorcycle. Yeah. That got dropped.
But I guess she was saying you're not supposed to get arrested at all. They're just using that.
Right.
Not supposed to get arrested. She was saying he went out of town when he wasn't supposed to. And then the time that they cleared him to go out of town, he didn't go. It was like a few things added up. But then also they found narcotics.
Yeah. Mm. And the thing is, the original charge is some shit that happened over a decade ago.
2008, I think?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when the dude was like, he was a teen. So,
went
you know,
to jail 8 months for that.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing about the system, man. They keep brothers on that damn paper, dragging you back and forth for years and years. And then they try to make an example out of you. And that's them trying to make an example out of the dude. 2 years for him popping a willie, and that's a lot. But I will say, us knowing that, we got to be more careful out here in these goddamn streets as black people, because we know that this system is designed to throw these bullshit ass charges at us, to yank our chain, to keep us in check. So I'm saying that he should have been more careful out there in the streets.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially a man of his stature and, you know, who he is and to our community.
Yeah.
People hold you on a different level. So, of course, they're going to make an example out of him. But the narcotics, I did not know about.
Mm.
Like, that was something that was kept quiet from a lot of people. Like, I would have never guessed. Yeah. Well, that one meme where he's like taking off running and smiling.
I know.
That type of energy had to come from somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
his eyes was bucking a little bit.
Right. In hindsight, I'm like, maybe he is a little cracked. That is the exact pose and face.
Did you guys see that tweet, though? That Nicki Minaj... Okay, they're trying to say that somebody possibly hacked into Nicki Minaj's Twitter account.
Oh, damn.
And because she tweeted... It was deleted later, of course. She tweeted, don't drop the soap.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, did you see that?
Somebody else probably... I hope somebody hacked that. I hope she didn't say no shit like
that.
I don't think she'd be that
petty.
I
don't think so. Yeah. I hope
and
not.
And when I saw that, I was like, is she trying to take a shot at her brother? Like, because ain't her
brother
about
her brother,
to get prosecuted?
Yeah, her brother. Yeah. Nicki's brother's
like,
about
damn,
to go
she
down.
A cold bitch.
I know.
Okay.
Man, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, I got through. Hey, this is Ramon from Phoenix.
What's up, Ramon? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
What's on your mind, Ramon?
All right, quick question. So I'm 19, and I don't have a lot of romantic experience with women, so any Kickstarter advice for me?
So you're 19. You don't have any romantic things going on with women. So are you a virgin right now?
I am, yes.
Okay. And you're out
no
there,
shame.
No shame. No, you're a black dude. You sound white.
Oh, no. Dude, I get that all the time. No, I am black, yes.
Okay. Because just by your voice inflections, you haven't grown up around too many sisters. And you're probably out there around around a lot of white women. And sounds like the white women ain't really cooperating with you. So are you trying to get with some white women or are you trying to get with some sisters?
Honestly, I like all races, but I prefer like light-skinned dark women. Light-skinned black women. Yeah.
Light-skinned black women. Okay.
Yes.
Out there in Phoenix, they got a lot of light-skinned sisters out there. They got a lot of red bones out there. A lot of them are like mixed with black, white, or black Hispanic. So.
Right.
I would say you have to do a lot of campaigning online. Hit up some of the clubs and the bars out there. What's some of the popping spots out there in Arizona?
I'm not too sure, man. I just focus on my schooling and stacking my money, but I'm just trying to get some Kickstarter advice, you know?
Yeah, so I would just do some stuff online, man. Just, you know, campaign on Facebook. Get on Tinder. Use some of the online things, because you don't sound like you like to go out to any social spots like that. Sound like you might be a little socially awkward, so I would say start off on some of the little dating sites and campaign locally on there. You dig?
And sound
like you deep down want a white woman. You know, the whole light-skinned sister thing is just a proxy. Sounds like deep down you want you a little Becky.
No. No, honestly, I like all races, but I just want to hear what Layla and Bree have to say about it. Like, what do you guys think?
All right, what do y'all think, ladies?
You said you're in school?
Yeah, I'm in college. I'm a sophomore in college.
And it's hard for you to find women in school?
It's not really hard. It's just I don't have a lot of experience, and I'm trying to get out there more, you know?
Oh.
So are you in, like, any type of – I know when I was in college, I was in, like, a few groups, like maybe Black Student Union or something like that. Just some fine sisters in Black Student Union.
And I need to get more involved
in
school,
too. Yeah, if you get
too.
More involved, because everybody kind of sticks together when you're getting, like, little clubs. Because I don't like meeting people either. I don't like just randomly. So I used to get in clubs and get involved. And, you know, there's a lot of smart, young, beautiful Black women and those type of things. So I would get involved.
Yes, indeed.
I hook you up now. What's your Instagram? I get all the light-skinned sisters to hit up your gram now. What's your Instagram?
Oh, man. all right, I'm going to spell it out slowly for you guys because I know you guys like it slow.
Oh, Lord. Wait, hold on.
Layla likes it slow.
All right, Layla. Actually, I like it fast, but okay.
All right, Layla, I'll spell it out for you.
Okay. What is it,
right,
sir?
R-V-I-C-K.
Wait.
B-M-F.
R-V-I.
I-C-K.
C-K, okay.
B-M-X.
B-M-X. Oh, I think
there
I
am.
Okay.
There we go.
Brown skin. It says high school graduate, mountain biker, YouTuber. Okay.
Let's
see what you look like.
A mountain biker and YouTuber. Boy, you've been hanging around a lot of white folks now.
Let's see. Ramel.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a product of his environment.
Oh, you're adorable.
Very Arizona.
Now, are you
I'm just being myself, you guys. I'm just being myself.
Now, were you raised by Black people or white people?
Black people, all Black.
Yeah, I want to know if this nigga was adopted.
You ain't hanging around no niggas your life.
Man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
How did y'all grow up in a mostly white neighborhood as Black people? How did y'all grow up in that neighborhood? What did your family, were y'all the only Black family there?
When I was really young, we were, we grew up in St. Louis, but about 5 years ago, we moved out here, and then our neighborhoods that we moved into are predominantly white, so that is a thing.
So you went to school with mostly white kids, right?
For the most part, yes.
Oh, okay. Right. They didn't fuck with you, did they?
No. Good. I just focus on what I need to be focusing on.
That's what's up, man. All right, what's going on? He look like a serial killer on here?
No, he looks very nice. He looks
Oh, my goodness.
The ladies are cooperating with
you. I think he's adorable.
Yeah.
Like, in an innocent way.
Oh, yeah,
thank
innocent,
you, Layla.
Yeah,
thank
my
you.
Man, he looks like he sounds, an innocent nigga nerd. Yeah, look like he can
oh
take,
my gosh.
You can
take, he said, oh, my God.
You can take radios apart and then put them back together and that
yes!
type of shit.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. This brother right here, man, I can see him as a CEO or something, man.
Yeah,
I can see. What are you majoring in school right now, brother?
Engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I see you owning, like, a network, like, a BET type of network. I see him owning some shit where it's just a bunch of niggatry going on, and he's the CEO.
He's on top of it.
Oh, man.
He's like the Black Deborah Lee, the male Deborah Lee.
Right.
Shout out to Deborah Lee.
No, but now that I've been listening to you, I've been getting, you know, more help from your Mac Lessons videos that are on YouTube now, and I'm trying to get better. I'm actually trying.
You're going to be fine, man.
Yeah,
you're young. You're only 19, man.
Yeah, get involved in some social groups like
that's
Layla
the main
said.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to meet people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And once you get your career popping off, and when women see that you're working towards getting your career popping off, they're going to start cooperating with you because they're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. They're going to see that you got a lot of potential. So they're going to cooperate. So you're going to be fine, man. But thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah. Girls think that's sexy. If you have goals.
Yeah.
Fellas. Yeah. That's sexy.
Yeah.
If you have goals. You
have goals. Even if you're a nigga nerd,
he going to find a light-skinned nerd.
Yeah. He want him a light-skinned girl. Yeah. You know? My God. I hope he end up with somebody look like Lupita. Just chocolate, finding a motherfucking pussy whoop his ass.
That's what happened to my friend. She's a Black girl. She said she never dated a Black guy.
Mm.
She literally only dated white guys. And guess who she ended up marrying?
Mm.
An African.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That, he went and laid that down.
It's crazy. Yeah, so yeah, you just never know what you're into.
Absolutely. Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Oh, so in today's news of Stay Black and Watch Your Back.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. What's happening?
A University of Hartford student, her name is Brianna Brochu, was caught attacking her roommate, Miss Jazzy Rowe.
Who's black? Who's black?
Who's a black, yeah, who's a black girl.
Because Brianna is white.
Brianna is a white girl, yes. Mm-hmm. And she has been committing hate crimes, including, but not limiting to, rubbing used tampons on her backpack, using her toothbrush to wipe her
ass.
Her ass.
That is, when I heard this, I was so disgusted.
Yes. A slew of things. And she also posted it on like Twitter or Instagram and said, this is exactly what's going on. Oh.
What the hell is that? Oh, what talking. The hell?
That's what I thought.
No. Yeah, she's.
That's the video?
Yeah.
And yeah, this white girl just basically terrorized this sister. And I know that they put extra charges on the white girl, I heard, because they gave her some bullshit ass misdemeanor charge at first. But
yeah.
people started talking like, wait a minute, that's damn near attempted murder. Mm-hmm. You sticking stuff up your ass and putting period blood all in people's, that's so nasty and unsanitary. You can kill a motherfucker with hepatitis or whatever.
She was getting bacteria infection.
Yes, the girl kept getting sick. She could not.
Oh, damn.
Shake.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She could not shake her sickness.
My fucking God.
And she's
gross
like, it's got to be something going on. And then this girl said, when she finally moves out, the girl gets excited and then goes to Instagram or Twitter to rant about how she got her Jamaican Barbie kicked out of their room. But then further research shows that this Brianna chick has been doing all of her white girlfriend's hair in black styles.
Hilarious.
So she was, that came out about her, like she's been braiding all of her roommates' hairs. I mean, not roommates, but her white friends, like the way black girls wear their hair.
Yeah, so they want to be like,
yeah,
that.
You watch them. They are such haters, those white supremacist females. They're such haters, especially when sisters are fly and they look at that as competition. Did y'all hear the story about the Black Weather Girl?
Yes,
I posted her. Demetria, beautiful sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really
big
cute.
Old thick,
very cute.
Red bone. She follows me on Twitter. Fine as hell, thick than a motherfucker. And it was an old white lady was like, who is this woman? She's on TV. She's a size 16 or 18.
Yep.
And she wears these size 6 dresses. She looks ridiculous. Clowning the sister, trying to make it seem like the sister didn't look good. And people got in that white lady's ass and ran her the fuck up off Facebook. I think her page ain't even on there no more. You dig? And that just shows, I've always said, when sisters go somewhere, sisters are fly. That really intimidates the white supremacist female. They love black women looking like old Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
They like you looking like a mammy. That makes them feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. They hate an attractive sister, especially in the daytime. See, at night, they can say, okay, she's a floozy. She's a video hoe. They like to be able to dismiss you. They want to see you at night somewhere. That's the whole, it's a psychological thing.
Wow, that's crazy.
But to see an attractive black woman in the daytime on daytime television, that's why if you look at daytime television, the black women you see are usually overweight. It was Oprah, they had Mother Love, they had Star Jones, you had Cheryl Underwood.
And as soon as they lose weight,
exactly,
their airtime goes down.
Goes down, like goes Oprah. Away. When Oprah lost all that weight, like, oh, this fat that I lost, her ratings went down. When they had that show, Forgive or Forget, with Mother Love, big old fat mammy, they got rid of her and put Robin Givens on there.
Yep.
The ratings sunk. They're like, hell no. Hell to the fucking
pretty.
No. Too pretty. We can't have pretty black women in the daytime on television. Mm-hmm. You cannot have that. White women do not like that at all. They like, give me my mammy. Because it's like you're inviting somebody in your home. Mm. You don't want to invite an attractive black woman in your home. That reminds
you. She's going to take your man.
She's going to take your man.
Your man going to want her.
Exactly. They don't mind it at night, though, because they can dismiss it. Well, that's what floozies do at night.
Mm.
She's doing it on the street. That's why they don't mind scandal.
Right.
They don't mind an unattractive black woman having a little side piece relationship with a powerful white man. Like, that's what these Negroes.
Because she's a side piece.
Yeah, she's a side piece. That's what they do. But bringing her in your home in the daytime, that's something totally different. Mm-hmm. They want ratchetness when it comes to sisters. They love Jerry Springer, some ratchet hood rat. They love the Maury Povich's. Mm-hmm. That's why on daytime television, it's ratchet baby mama. I don't know who my baby daddy is. Mm-hmm. They are very comfortable with that. But a fine, thick-ass, smart, intelligent weather girl, like, wait a minute, what's this thick, sexy nigga bitch doing on TV? Mm-hmm. It's real deep with these white supremacist females, man.
But
it's
did heavy. You see who was there before her, right? Mm-mm. It was a skinny blonde.
Oh, wow.
She took a skinny white girl blonde's place. Mm-hmm. That's why they're mad.
Yeah.
And she's skinny white blonde.
And
yeah.
What's funny, I posted a picture on my Twitter of the outfit that this white lady was complaining about, that the sister had on. It was a pink, like a pink reddish dress. And there was another conservative white female host, Tommy Lauren, wearing the exact same dress. And nobody complains about that. And as a matter of fact, I put it up on Twitter and I said, who wore it best? And then there were some white actresses like, hey, why would you put that on there and create competition? And I'm like, lady, People Magazine and Style Magazine do that shit all the time. They do all that who wore it best. They do that shit all the time. So don't start now because the sister looks damn better. Mm-hmm. You dig? So it's real heavy with the way they get down, man. Let's see who's calling. A lot of folks are calling. Whoops, they just hung up. Hold on one second. Y'all, there we go.
Working today.
Yeah, this phone is on. I got that shit fixed, goddamn it. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, who is this?
My name is Angelica.
Hey, Angelica, where you calling from, dear?
I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, cool, cool. So what's on your mind, Angelica?
I didn't mean to say it like that. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Layla. Hey, Bree.
Hey, girl.
Angelica.
Hey, Layla. Oh, my gosh, girl. I got a funny story for you.
Oh, Lord. I'm scared. What's the story?
No, first I got to ask you, do you know a lady named Tatisa?
What's her name?
Tatisa.
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Is this Tatisa?
No. Oh, no, it's not. Is it? No. She was my former manager. She had told me a story about you guys, and it was just funny.
Oh, wait. This is from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to limit these stories now.
Oh, shit.
I'm just joking.
What the hell?
No.
Hold on, wait, it's about yes, wait. Hold on.
Hold on. It ain't nothing crazy.
I hope not. Hold on.
I can hear a Project Echo in the background of Angelica's house.
Isn't by saying he no. can. He
tell
can,
her I said what's up. I miss her. She was so sweet.
Who is this woman, by the way? Isn't by saying
she don't sound like she was sweet.
I know. Wait, isn't by saying he heard a Project Echo in the background like this in the projects? She, Angelica, you're not in the projects, are you?
No, that was my mommy in the
background. I can hear a Project Echo in the background of Angelica's house.
He is so ignorant. I can't
wait. Oh, my God.
This nigga said you ain't in the projects.
You know, the projects have like the echo. There's an echo in the projects.
Fucking stupid. I got you on speaker.
Oh, it's the speakerphone. Okay. Because your echoes have them hardwood. The projects at the hardwood floors.
Oh,
and the
Lord.
Hardest wall.
Yeah, I can't. I do got hardwood floors, and it's nice, actually. When I had
to okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Going over the marble floors.
I know the marble floors and cinder blocks. Okay.
But no, but Layla, you are actually sweet for saying that. It was just hilarious.
Now, who is this
and
woman now?
Real.
Who the fuck is this woman?
She's
now?
My old manager. She said that they knew, I'm not going to say from where they knew her at, but they knew each other. And something about a fight that went
okay,
down.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. And all right, that's enough.
No. Tell, because Layla always trying to talk about how she don't fight.
I know.
Layla. No, I'm a lover. No.
Who the Layla?
Layla
no.
is a G.
Just
all you got to know, Layla is a G.
Oh, who the
see,
hell did Layla
see people,
fight?
See, I'll be blacking out, though. I try not to black out. I told people don't fuck. Oh, thank you, girl. No, I do. That's
Layla,
why.
Hold on. Layla flipping ass in the streets we don't know about. What the fuck? Layla be coming in here like Mother Teresa with Bibles and Qurans and shit.
No, Layla, keep it real, though. I'm glad she
thank
kept
you,
it real.
Boo.
Thank you, guys. I watch out every
thank you, boo.
Today.
Hit me up on Instagram because I need to talk to you.
Oh, now you want to talk behind closed doors.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I'll hit you up. I actually follow you, Layla, so I'll hit you up.
Okay, wait, what's your name again, boo? What's your name?
Oh,
you okay. Just hit me up. Just DM me.
No, my Instagram is private. It's Inez My Heart.
Okay. Hit me up.
I will, yeah.
Girl, I'm nosy now. I got to get the tea now.
Oh.
But you heard about that.
Hit me up too, shit.
I know.
Tell me the story.
Right. Oh my God.
I told you I had some Atlanta. Yeah. Wow. Atlanta was crazy.
God damn, you out here fighting. My God. Ism by what?
Layla got in a fight and stole a girl's weave.
Oh,
you got
damn.
In a fight and stole a girl's weave.
Oh, damn.
This is why I act so... calm now because I have my fun, wild, crazy days. That's why I'm so, y'all be like, Layla, where you at? In the house? I've done all that crazy stuff. I just rather be in the house.
Who are you fighting down in Atlanta, Layla?
I got in a few fights in Atlanta. Damn. Like, no, for real. That's where I got, like, really crazy in Atlanta because I'm from the Valley, okay? When I moved to Atlanta, I got, like, straight G because you have to.
I almost knocked the girl out in Atlanta, too.
For real? Oh,
but I never got into a fight, but I came this close. If I would have called her, her head would be somewhere.
God, I don't fight no more, though. I don't fight no more.
God damn.
This is college.
Lord, I got a black-ass Thelma and Louise in this motherfucker.
Okay.
Lord,
that was
funny. God.
My God. Wait till I tell my brother this story.
That's hilarious. Bree, I'm hot as a motherfucker in here.
Yeah, it is kind of hot.
She turned the air on just now? Okay,
I'm hot as shit. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Priya. Bree, what's happening out here in these streets, beloved?
I don't know if you guys saw, but our former first lady, Michelle Obama and her husband, as well as Chance, did like a high school summit in Chicago at High Park High School. I think it was High Park. Either way, they have a place in High Park, if you guys didn't know.
Okay.
That you can't even step on a block.
Oh, damn.
But anyway, there was a point in her speech where she talked about how we love our boys and raise our women.
I've seen that. I've seen that.
I really wanted to talk. I wanted to put that out here on the table because it is the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree to a certain degree as far as that, because in our society, there's this thing where we try to protect boys because we know that young black men, especially young boys, are really targeted by these damn white supremacists and race soldiers. And they get attacked more. So there's a subconscious need to protect them and almost baby them to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, all the way up until adulthood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even past adulthood. Yeah. You got to go, you look at, right into my baby. Exactly. You still got that type of nigga out here, grown ass nigga out here crying. Mm-hmm. You dig? But women, girls, especially black girls, black girls, there's a lot of fucking responsibility put on black girls. Black girls are kept in the house. You're told to read, learn, study, go to school, babysit your siblings, get a job. You got to
help pay the bills.
Yeah, because then there's mama mama be on the bullshit. You dig? So there's a lot of responsibility put on black girls.
It is.
So I get what she's saying as far as that. Now, as far as Michelle and Barack, they should have done more for black people. Now, they don't get no fucking pass.
And that I 100% agree on.
Yeah,
like, everybody was so, oh, my president. Yeah, we were happy that he was black and he was in there, but he didn't do any.
Not shit.
Not a damn thing black people.
So, yeah, before they do all that reprimanding and all that shit, I mean, they make some good points, but they didn't do shit when they were in power and they had an opportunity. And they start talking about all this.
So
what about my legacy? We got to do something about my legacy. Well, goddamn it, Trump is your legacy. That's what happens when you don't do anything, when you don't help empower nobody. That's what we get. He helped bring in the damn Trump era. So we got to be very honest about that stuff. So,
did they lose their platform to can they now in his after presidency, can he go forth and fulfill his what he should have done for black people now, or is it going to be?
It's too late. Now it's too. He's not in a position of power. Hell, they're taking away all the shit that he did for other people. They took all that shit away because nobody. We were his base. We were his base, so we could have shut down a whole bunch of shit just by getting out there and voting and supporting. But he left his base. He just totally abandoned us, started doing shit for the Latinos and all these other groups.
That's true.
And these groups identify with white at the end of the damn day. So you got a lot of these alt-right motherfuckers with Gonzalez and Sanchez as the last name. So they're going to be team white supremacy. So he should have been looking out for his base. Always look out for your base, because what happens, people start trying to be on the kumbaya shit and then look out for themselves, and then it backfires on them, like Chrisette Michelle.
Yep.
Her ass was crying that the record label dropped her, because for those who don't know, she went out there and did a performance for Trump, and people were saying, hey, Chrisette, don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take your ass out there. Like, no, I need the money. You see bucking her fucking eyes. We told her, don't go out there.
Opportunist.
She went out there. God. She was an opportunist. Black folks abandoned her ass. She's crying. She ain't got no record deal. She's went on the breakfast show crying. And it's tough shit. It's tough shit. You don't leave your base. Don't sell us the fuck out and then come back on that bullshit. I just, you know, I saw a documentary about James Brown. Very good documentary. I saw it on Netflix called Mr. Dynamite. You guys need to check it out. Mm-hmm. And James Brown had the black audience locked down. Black folks love James Brown. His career started to decline when he started to endorse Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon was, you know, he wasn't a friend of black folks. He mm-hmm. And a lot of folks were like, hey, James, why are you endorsing this guy? I think he's good for black people. I think he's going to do some good things. That type of thing. And he didn't. Nixon didn't do shit. And then a lot of folks turned on James Brown's ass, and James' career went down. So, wow. Hey, you can fuck up a whole career by one dumbass move.
Right.
Wow. Like LL Cool J. Y'all remember what LL did a few years ago? He did a country song. Remember that?
Yeah. No. I remember. He ruined his career by then?
He ain't sold another record. Have you heard another LL record?
Nope.
When last time you heard an LL record?
Wait, he did a country song with someone?
He did a, with Keith Chesney. What the fuck? I don't know. That's his name? He did a song called Accidental Racist.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. He did a song called Accidental Racist. It was the most coonest shit ever. It was coonish as hell. It was so fucking coonish. And people were looking like, LL, what are you doing, my dude? So, yeah, he did a song called Accidental Racist talking about, I can give up my slave chains for gold. It was some coon shit he was talking. God. It was on some kumbaya. It was real corny. It was real corny. It was some sunken place corny shit. And he took a hit from that. So the thing is, man, you cannot give up your base. Y'all better stay off that damn coon train.
Yeah.
You dig and think you can jump back. Yeah, you can jump back over here with us. We're going to start purging these coons out here, man.
That's
man,
crazy.
Let's see who's on the phone real quickly. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you, dude? Why are you trying to sound sultry and shit?
I sound pissed, actually.
I'm just chilling out, that's all.
Oh, okay, you trying to sound sexy. Why are you trying to sound sexy?
No, I'm really not.
Please.
I can't help it.
What city are you in, Kelly?
So I want to get your advice on something. I've been having trouble dating. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So basically, when do you think I should like reveal to a guy that I'm into some kinky stuff?
Oh, shit.
Or are black guys even into that?
Oh, we're into a lot of shit. We're into a lot of shit.
King but Kong. I have it every time I bring it up to guys. They're like, oh, no, I'm not really.
Okay. Hold on. Let me brace myself for this shit.
I was about to say, you might not be into it, so pause.
Hold on. Let me brace myself for what you into. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
All right, Kelly. First, Kelly, what are you into that's throwing niggas off? Because niggas don't be giving a shit, so it must be something that's throwing niggas off. What are you into?
No, it's.
Is it bestiality?
It's not that crazy.
What is it, dear? What is it?
It's basically like I'm into the dominant submissive stuff. I'm also into like some sensation play. But
going to detail.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad.
Are you into that race play too?
No.
Okay.
None of that.
So because a lot of girls, sisters who be into that domination shit be with those white dudes, because white dudes like that. Are you with a lot of white?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the main guys that, like, hit on me when I meet them at, like, kink events, because it's not a lot of black guys that be there, but that's what I'm looking for.
And you ain't, you're talking, let's be real, at those kink events... You done got with some fucking white dudes up there, because that's all that's there. Brothers don't be there, because they don't let brothers in those things.
I mean, every now and then, but yeah, not
if the
really.
Brother's bisexual not or gay.
About swingers club?
This is some kinky dominatrix S&M type of shit. Yeah, yeah. And they're real funny
but
style
it's,
about
it's
brothers.
It's different. It's different levels because like people like different stuff. Like some people like to be tied up. Some people like needles. I'm not into that part. Some people like I don't know being whipped. You know, some people just like to role play. Like it just depends.
So sensation play, so that means you like, what do you like things stuck in you, like pins or clothespins on your nipples? What do you like?
I like a little fire play, and I also like...
You like to burn you up?
But... But that doesn't happen too. That doesn't happen too often, though.
Lighting like, on that's fire, though.
What do they burn? Your coochie lips? What are they burning? Your coochie smell like fried bologna?
They don't burn you. Like usually they burn these cups Google it when you get a chance.
What the fuck?
Oh, so but they burn these cups, and it like sucks like your skin or whatever parts of
I've
you.
Seen that.
They put the cup on.
Oh.
And it like engorges that area.
So do you have bruises on your body?
They go away though.
Not right now.
Okay.
Damn.
Sometimes.
How do you know they go away?
Because people do it for their.
I know, Bree know a lot of this shit. Hold on, Bree. Wait a minute, Bree. Bree, like, oh, yeah, it's cups. So you put the cups on.
No,
how the fuck you know, Bree?
People do it for back pain.
Oh, okay.
It's like they go away. I'm like, wait, what's that? How you know?
Hold on. Is that a cup mark on your nipple, Bree? Shit. So, wait, Kelly.
Yeah, because I went to one event where the woman, she was a massage, like a masseuse.
Yes.
But she did the cups to like three different girls, and I'm not trying to get too graphic, but she put the cups on their clits and hit the cups with something.
Ew,
and they orgasmed. So, a lot of
brothers would be kind of thrown off by that because they don't want to catch a case. You know, you'd be like, this nigga beat me. You know, he doesn't want to do that.
No, but that's the thing. Like, you don't just do anything. Like, you have certain like agreements and limits. Like, you don't just, you know, so it's an understanding.
So what?
You know,
what else? What? Bree has a question.
No, I don't have a question, but I have a statement though. No.
Of course you do.
Look, Layla, I have a statement on why you can't find a black man to do this because they have been being tied, engorged, and whipped
for
a long time.
That's true.
So you,
that's true.
You find a black man want to do this? He is a unicorn. You need to marry that nigga, and y'all need to move on, move away to an island somewhere.
That's true. Like,
but I can't. I've tried. Like that was an issue with my last relationship. Trying to just do the vanilla regular thing, and that was like it did nothing for me. So
now, how old are you, by the way, Kelly?
I'm 27.
Okay, now what do you look like, by the way?
I don't want no freaks.
Really?
No, I don't want no creeps. Oh, I don't want no creeps though.
You a creep? Shit.
Okay, a little bit, but still.
Shit.
I don't want nobody creepier than me then.
You like your pussy getting beat up by hot cups, but I don't want no creep now. I don't want no nigga who's into some bullshit. What the hell?
I already knew she wasn't gonna get me.
You guys should try it. It's fun.
Oh my God. Now, describe what you look like.
I'm brown skin. I have natural hair, natural fro.
Natural fro. Yeah. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 5'8".
How much you weigh?
5'8".
Almost 200.
Okay, you're a big old thing.
No, she not. For 5'8".
5'8".
No, I'm thick. I'm not big, but I'm thick.
5'8"?
She got a D-O-N-K.
Is that all because a lot of girls in that, they don't ain't got that much ass.
I'm top heavy.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm like, yeah, she ain't got a lot of ass. Women into that shit ain't got a lot of ass. I know this.
You judging me on what I know.
Shit, you know I've been around the street life.
No, you done been to some of these events.
Hell no, they wouldn't let my ass in.
It's different sizes. Like, you would be surprised, like, the things I've seen. So,
my God.
Like, all different sizes, all different types of people. Like, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, I know it's kind of difficult to find a brother that's into that. That's why I want to see what you look like, because I want to see, you know, see what's popping. And, well, you know, see what you look like and all that old shit, because some brothers, you know.
He even told the girl she ain't got no ass.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of women in that domination thing.
I mean, it's a little something. It's just not no big, you know, big old.
Women into that dominatrix thing, they don't have a lot of ass.
I wonder why. What do you think?
Because mostly white dudes into that. Mostly
white dudes like top-heavy girls.
They like top-heavy sisters. Right. They don't like all that. They don't know what to do with all that ass. They get confused. Oh, my God. Oh, God. They get scared of big ass. They're like, oh, my God. This is fucking gross.
Maybe that's why they after me.
They love big old chocolate breasts though. They love that. That brings them back to the Jim Crow era.
You attract a lot of white men. Then.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
With Bree with them big old fucking breasts.
Yeah, me walking down the street. Yeah, so a dude that ran into a damn pole looking in my titties.
Are you Jennifer Hudson, dude? Hell yeah, they ready to get it in. I want to
Kelly probably looks like Lil Boosie in the face.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
What'd you say is
so
a bye?
She looked for
Kelly probably looks like a little Boosie in the face.
She don't look like no damn little Boosie in the face. So how petty. Dare you?
So petty.
I look all right. I mean, yeah, I don't want your listeners all on my IG. That's all I'm saying.
Who do you look like?
Who do you look like? Yeah.
If you had to look like a celebrity, if you had to look like, pick a celebrity, who would you look like? Just so we can get an idea.
I have no idea. Like, people don't say I really look like anybody.
Really?
I feel like I just look, I'm like average, so it's not.
Girl, okay, give us your Instagram so we can just look at your profile picture.
Give us your Instagram off air.
Hell no. I'm not doing it. Oh, we're not doing that today.
Like, I'm gonna expose all my freaky sides and y'all gonna come.
No, but hold on. What if I am ugly though? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you're like,
I'm like, that's some of your problem. Hold on.
Kelly looks like somebody burned her face with hot cups.
No.
What did he say? Hold on.
Kelly looks like somebody burned her face with hot cups.
She said, look like they burned your face with hot cups. That's bullshit.
Oh my God.
But no, I bet you she's gorgeous.
I want to see what you look like. If there's a way, go to my Instagram. Now, go to Instagram and DM me. So I won't put you out there, but just.
He want to see for himself.
I just want to see.
Okay.
Yeah. You follow me on Instagram?
All right. I'll do that.
Okay. Follow me.
I think I'm following you.
You so damn nosy.
DM me. I want to see
so
now.
So nosy. Okay.
Thank you,
dude. So he won't even let it go.
Okay. All right.
I want to see all this cup burning and shit. I want to see what she looks like. I'm dying to see.
Oh, my
God. You wouldn't even let it go. I knew that girl won't. She was telling too much freaky shit about her own life.
God.
I knew she wasn't going
to
tell
you. She was not about to put that out there.
Ladies, what y'all into out here in these streets, man?
And she ain't, I'm telling you, if she find a black man doing, Kelly, if you find a black man that do that shit, you get on one knee.
and do marry it. Him?
Yes.
If she really want a black man?
Yes.
I don't know any.
Y'all never dated no dude who was into some extra freaky ass bullshit?
I've dated
never?
Dudes into freaky shit, but not tied up and
right,
bound
right.
And
that's
burned.
Not our thing. That's,
yeah,
that's
black
not,
men don't play that
what,
shit.
Layla, what's the freakiest thing, Layla?
Hey, Layla.
Oh, Layla. Stop fronting because your mom, because Layla mom be watching the show, so Layla be on this up. Motherfucker trying to be Claire Huxtable.
And then people call in and say, yeah, Layla, be somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
That was a long time ago, though. That was so long ago.
So, Tariq, pose the question again.
Layla. So, what's the freakiest thing a guy has tried with you? A guy that you've been with. What's some of the freakiest things that a guy has done?
Actually, okay, so not necessarily done, but I went to a swingers club before.
Okay,
for fun.
Oh. For fun.
Not for fun.
We know mom is looking for fun.
No. For giggles and laughs.
Right. All right. Oh, yeah. For giggles and laughs. Yeah. Okay.
Because, I wanted to, because I'm nosy like you. And
right.
I just wanted to see what was going on.
Throw that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Nosy like you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this was a long, long,
long time ago. Long time ago.
Back in the A.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I went
and
to.
And the A is for asshole, because that's what they were doing, putting fingers in assholes. Okay. But go ahead.
Lord.
No, I just went to, me and my friend, he wasn't even my boyfriend at the time. We just went to a swingers club and we just watched. It was kind of weird because, so it's like a regular club and they have different rooms. They have like a movie theater room so people would have sex in there.
Yeah.
Then they have a hot tub, which I wouldn't dare step foot in. Then they have a dance floor. They have a buffet, food. I wouldn't even eat the food.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was just crazy. But we just went to go see and, you know.
Yeah, you like, I don't know what kind of sauce this is on these chicken wings.
So, wait, pause.
Yes.
She goes. Don't give that story as the freakiest shit.
You know Layla's.
Layla
with the bullshit. I've already accepted the lie. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Damn,
we just got to read between the lines.
Bring Carl Friday. I said, okay, I'm going to tell this story.
We just go along with
way.
It. Yeah, I know.
She tried to drag it out. So
like, she's all innocent. I wouldn't even eat nothing. I mean, ooh, the food is going down. Oh, my God. I was just so offended by all the dick and pussy.
But no, it was pretty crazy though. Like I seen some very weird stuff. And they had this one room. It was a completely pitch black. And you didn't know what was going on. You just peek in there and you just hear stuff and you're just like, oh, hell no, let me get out of here.
Hell no, I ain't going to
Yeah,
no shit
but
like
yeah, that was pretty, it was very interesting. It was fun. It was fun
completely
just to see
black.
It. And then people.
What if you get up and then go outside and
it
was
a dude.
A,
it could be, yeah, you don't know.
Horrible. What if it was a chick with a strap
know.
On?
But
your
everybody
shit.
In there looked terrible. Just for the record. They looked so bad. And they would have all these rooms, and when you pass by the room, some people have sex with the doors open.
Oh,
so it's
damn.
Almost like you're at somebody's house and just doors open and they're just having sex. It's willing. It's crazy.
Yeah, I hate when people be trying to big up these sex clubs and nude beaches. You know, when I went to France for the first time, people were like, man, you got to go to the nude beach. And I went to Saint-Tropez to the nude beach. It was a bunch of elderly fucking white nigga people. Well, what the fuck? This ain't sexy
the
at all.
The freaks didn't come out at night?
Nigga.
You went during the day?
The wrinkles came out at night. It was these old decrepit ass motherfuckers walking up to me. Wee wee. No wee wee, motherfucker. Wee wee my ass. That's what you got. Wee wee. You and your wee wee the fuck out my face.
Wait, were they trying to holler? Like on some like weird shit?
Yeah, man, they were, you know, over there, all black folks look alike. These motherfuckers kept talking about, you looking like a Spike Lee. I don't look like no motherfucking Spike Lee.
Spike Lee.
First of all, you're like 6'5".
Yeah, yeah. Shit like that. You know, they,
Spike
you
Lee's
know.
Like 5.
I know this.
He's really short. Yeah,
you dig? So it was real weird.
That
it was
is
real
crazy,
weird. So, Layla, what else is happening over here besides your sex clubs?
No, but speaking of that, I'm going to go into one of R. Kelly's victims, allegedly.
Uh-oh, R. Kelly back in the news.
Uh-oh. Back in the news.
How many weeks
she is, I know, right, every single damn week. This is kind of, I don't want to say it's funny, but she basically wrote a tell-all book.
Damn.
About her and how, this is actually the same DJ, the Dallas DJ.
Yeah.
Her name is Kitty Jones. She actually wrote a tell-all book about like going on the road with R. Kelly. And actually, she has some very interesting titles. One of the titles of one of the chapters is called Are You Getting Peed On?
God damn.
And then she has another one called, what's the other? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to read a little bit of it,
Lord.
Actually, the excerpt. I want to read a little bit of this. Hold on. Y'all got me with that damn sex thing.
Lord.
Got me all over the place. Okay, look. This is funny. I sat in a Chicago studio, my room. Oh, wait. I sat in the Chicago studio room. My head
Layla,
started.
If you don't read this shit right.
My head started feeling dizzy. I hadn't eaten in 2 days. He had me on punishment. And my thoughts of my life was like, oh, my God, how did I get here? Oh, my God. I was smart, ambitious. I was independent. I went from a small TV roles like Soul Train, The Parkers, having successful radio career and a great family and friends. And I had toured 30 cities. And then R. Kelly, I was in the living room in Chicago. And I was like, how did I get here? Okay.
Okay. Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
I mean,
Lord.
That's what she said.
Layla's ass right there.
You like my acting skills?
My God.
I'm trying to throw my acting skills. Did you
know
that was believable?
Lord.
Tariq, you got to give her a part in the movie.
Right? I know. God damn.
I was rehearsing. I was like auditioning right now. Did I get the part?
Lord.
Did I get the part?
Did you feel?
Do you hear him not answering you? Lung. He's talking about Lord.
The Jeopardy music on your ass. R. Kelly story from Layla's ass.
Ooh,
let's see who's
funny.
On the phone. My God, Lord. Layla. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex? This is Boy King calling out of Milwaukee.
Brother King, how are you, sir?
Doing good. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
What's up, hello. Brother King?
Hey, Flex, man, I got a situation, and ladies, I need y'all help. So I got my woman, and we've been together for 5 years, have 2 children. And the thing about this is, man, our sex life has became boring as cat shit.
Damn.
So, you know, so it's like one of them things where, you know, I think she just got lazy on me.
I relate.
I don't feel like it's any malice in it. I don't feel like she's doing that out of spite. I just feel like she got comfortable, you know. And I'm at a point where I already told her, but I'm getting a little frustrated now. And I don't think I'm going to leave my woman, but at the same time, I'm thinking about it. And I shouldn't even be thinking about it over sex. But I'm at that point where I'm like, I'm tired of asking you for it. I ain't going to cheat on you, but I ain't going to stay with this shit either. So
she's lazy to the point where she's not giving it up. Is that what's happening?
No, we got like a few times a month. You know, that's not enough for me.
Oh, wow.
How old are the kids?
So
is she don't want to do it, or she's just like, I'm tired, or she's a lazy fuck? I mean, what's going on?
It's one of them things where it's like a laziness to it. It's just like, you know, oh, we can do it tomorrow, or she'll push it off. And it's just one of the things where it's just always a reason why she just don't feel like having sex.
Well, if
and that ain't the... Excuse me, my fault.
And
go ahead.
Well, you know, go ahead, Brie. Go ahead.
I was going to say, why don't you, because you've stated you don't plan on leaving her. So why don't you take the initiative to spice things up, take her on a date, and y'all go to a random hotel? or, you know, plan different things, buy her some new lingerie and have it laying on the bed. Those are like nudges towards, hey, I need this on a regular. I mean, maybe she just needs you to pay a little more attention to her, especially if you don't plan on leaving.
And y'all guys, okay, you guys have little kids, right?
Right, yeah, we have a couple little children.
And that's the thing. A lot of times when you get married, you with your lady, y'all have kids, and a lot of times women dealing with them bad fucking kids.
That's true.
Women are tired as shit.
Yes, they are.
Women
I can attest.
Very
to
tired,
that.
So with two kids. Yes.
I don't have any kids.
So, you know, you running around.
Yeah,
with
that's
kids.
Our favorite excuse, actually.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, it's real shit. Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit. That's because I got a house full of badass fucking kids. I'm tired now, nigga. You dig? I don't even want to fuck, nigga. I'm tired. But when you got a lot of kids in the house, you got a lot of kids. That just makes you tired. So she wants to get any piece of rest she can get dealing with those kids. What you got to do, I'm telling you, what you can get it back popping, get somebody to watch the kids. Get auntie, mama, nana, watch the kids on Saturday. And, man, you and your lady go out on a damn date. Y'all get comfortable and y'all don't take your women out on no fucking dates,
okay,
man.
You better
y'all
speak
don't
this
understand
truth.
These dates mean the world to your lady. You're bringing the shit back like it used to be. Yep. That's the thing that got her. Y'all were going out kicking it. Mm-hmm. Y'all were having fun. You were cupcaking in public. All that shit, that's what got you in the relationship. Niggas be like, well, I got this pussy. I ain't got to do none of that. No, nigga, take your woman to the movies. Take her ass skating. Take her to a soul food restaurant. Nigga, take her to a taco truck. Somewhere, just have a nice cool,
and get a room like y'all some teenagers or nigga, some young 20-year-olds.
I mean, yeah, women like that shit.
Yes, nigga, we love that type of shit.
You man, do some shit, finger banger on the side of a road or some shit.
Lord,
I'm telling you, all that shit. They like all that. Act like teenagers, nigga.
You better preach. That's for real.
Play with her titties on the side of the road and buy a milkshake, nigga. Some shit that happened in high school. They want to go back to the high school year. They love that, dude.
Yeah.
A dude courting her and y'all being spontaneous because when y'all in a relationship, everything is routine.
Yeah.
You eat at 6, go to sleep at 8.
Yeah.
You might grab a titty at 10. You fuck her from the side at 11. Then you go back to work the next day.
Oh, that was my life at one point.
Yeah.
Lord!
Yeah, that was
my life, too.
You gotta kind of head on there. Yeah. That's kind of spot on. Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah, because you can't be, because when you first started, when you didn't have kids, you can get it popping. You can fuck on the living room couch.
Yeah.
You can fuck in the bathroom. You can do all types of stuff. You can't do that now. You fucking in the bathroom. I gotta pee, mama! Mama! What y'all doing? Y'all fighting! Y'all fighting in there.
That's what your kids say, Tariq.
You know, you're trying to get you some ass and you get a Capri Sun stuck up in your damn crotch.
Lord.
You did? So you can't do all that shit, but you got to take the time out to renew it. Go back to the old school shit. Like when you were with your lady when y'all first started, go back to that, man, and everything will spice right on up. You feel me?
I feel you, bro. I appreciate it, man. That's good knowledge right there.
No doubt, brother. Much respect. Thanks for the call. Yes, indeed.
No problem.
All right, man.
Yeah, that happened to me and my ex. I think, I don't want to say that's what broke us up, but that was
y'all became too routine.
Yeah, like after we had a kid, he didn't understand how tired I was.
Yeah.
And he got all of me before the kid, and he wasn't used to not having all of me, so that was irritating. But he went about it wrong. Mm. Like, this dude at least was like, I told her. Mm. I was never told.
Yeah.
And sometimes girls do need to be told. Like, yo, like, I'm not getting enough. Like, I was never told that, so I'm thinking I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's heavy. Some heavy shit.
Yeah.
Man. All right, let's get up out of here, man.
Let's do it.
It's time to go.
This was
a good show. I didn't even notice it was time to go.
Yeah, it's so like it's been an hour.
Yes, it has been an hour.
Yes, indeed.
Birthday, we got to get some plans together.
I know, Tariq.
Their birthday. I'm going to take y'all to some clubs and where y'all want to go. I'll take
y'all. Okay, research. We have to do our research.
Do research. I'm going to get y'all bottles, table.
Oh, hell
it has to be fly, though. Yeah. Some real fly shit.
Definitely.
Where the fly shit at, y'all, in LA?
Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah, don't go to no shit where Kelly recommends. Some shit where they put cups on pussy and ropes on dicks.
No,
nothing like that.
Playing them games. Yeah.
Because Breezy, she knew a lot too fucking much about that. Breezy, go away. I know. Yes. Yeah, it burns a little bit, but not much. I'm like, what the fuck, Bree? You got something to tell us? Any Chicago people out there need to call us and tell us?
Y'all, if I'm in that position, I'm whipping some ass. You better know, and I'm collecting my checks.
Man. Well, what y'all doing this weekend?
Go out. I want to go. I don't know where I'm going to go out yet, but I'm going to make it a point.
We still ain't been
skating.
Let's go.
No, seriously, guys. You want to go skating? Let's start it off. Let's go skating.
Layla, please.
Get Peanut.
Let's go. Yes, get Peanut. Let's go.
Layla, who gonna watch
Layla, please. You know
I'm for real.
Me and my kids be skating by ourselves.
Bring they badass with you.
Daddy, well, Layla, I don't know, motherfucker. Just roll bounce, nigga. All right. Layla, what's your Instagram?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Cool. And Bree.
My new Instagram handle.
Bree changed her shit. She's like, fuck a Chloe B. Heard. Nobody knows who that is.
Formerly known as. Wait, let me get this shit together. I'm on my Layla shit track.
I know.
It's at It's Bree Small. ItsBrismall.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, there she goes. Phone sex operator.
Yes, indeed. When's the last time you've been skating, Bree? Speaking of skating.
I went Sunday.
Really?
No. Was it Sunday? Monday.
Where'd you go?
To World on Wheels.
World on Wheels is popping.
So what's Eddie Murphy wife? What's her?
Nicole.
She was there.
Oh, wow.
I love her.
Looking fucking amazing.
That's a bad old fucking broad, man. She's like 50. She's 50. She's fine as fucking hell, man.
So she had on some high-waist jeans. I had on some high-waist jeans. Mm. And my shirt was like a little crop, and hers was a little crop, but hers was like a baggier crop.
Mm.
So every time she skate past me, she'll pull her shirt up. Like, she fucking 25. Done. I'm like, okay, you got a bomb-ass body. So you got to be doing all that.
Showing out.
Her body look, and it's real.
Yeah. She look good as hell.
Yeah, she's real.
Everybody.
But I skated circles around her ass. Do you hear me?
Everybody goes up the World on Wheels. You know, the Usher and Chris Brown, they had a party up there. Yeah. Whose birthday was it?
It was Usher's birthday.
Okay.
Chris Brown, Omarion, all of them be up there. Beyonce be up there.
Let's go. What's a good day to go?
Girls, Layla Cush.
No, I'm cut dead it. Ass.
Somebody said they don't want herpes in the skates, so they got to bring some spray.
Oh, I have my own skates. I don't play that shit. Yeah. My shit is in the car, in the trunk. I don't play.
Could you get foot fungus?
You can, but a lot of people do bring their own. I wear size 15, so ain't too many motherfuckers going to be with no size 15 skates.
Yeah, they going to hand you some brand new skates out the box.
Yeah, when I go, them shits be spanking
so
new.
You wear a 15?
I wear size fucking 15, man.
You going to have to go to hell. Ain't nobody got time to be playing with that.
Yeah.
I would never buy you shoes if I was Peanut.
Man, I would have to get shoes offline.
Yo, like big foot ahead.
Yeah, man. Shit. But yeah, we gotta go there.
Let's commit to a date today.
Okay, let's commit to a date, y'all. Right. Y'all here.
When? Now, I gotta look at my schedule.
I forgot you. I gotta look at his Rolodex schedule.
But let's go.
His movie's selling out. He don't know how to act.
Yes, indeed.
Number one on Amazon. You gotta check his schedule.
Yes. Yes, but y'all take y'all asses to 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. 1804movie.com. You dig? Yes, dear.
Somebody said strap your feet to some skateboard. Lord, that's hilarious.
These niggas are stupid. Man, anyway, y'all, we about to be up out of here, man. Y'all have a good day. Go follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Again, go to 1804movie.com, and I'm going to holla.